This is live from Studio A. We are welcoming little Bobby to the studio, and he's in town playing at Carmody Irish Pub tonight. That show kicks off at 8 o'clock. Also playing the Superior Street Dance tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 5, and we'll hear more about that. And welcome to the studio.
Hey, thanks for having me again. It's changed a little bit in here. We could have been in a different studio.
Right. You know, I had you in, let's see, it's way back in 2009, so welcome back.
Was
to
it?
KUND.
2009.
Oh,
I hate hearing numbers lately. I don't know why.
Time flies. Well, great to have you back. Great to have you in Duluth. And let's kick it off with a song, and we'll hear more about you.
Right.
Tell us, what are you going to play?
I'm working on a new record. We already picked out the name of the record. It's just the hard part of writing all the songs. And lately, I'm writing songs. Usually, I just, you know, boom, I just go through a song. But the songs I've been writing lately are more, they're not so much blues. Everybody knows me for the blues, but it's kind of, I'm being more picky and I want to have the life experience. And so it means something every song that I write, instead of saying, oh, I'm just going to write a song because we need another couple songs. Because I was supposed to go to down south here by in Clarksdale, Mississippi to start this record probably like 2 months ago. But I'm farting around still trying to. But anyways, I wrote this here song. It's called You Made It Too Easy to Cry. I wrote it here probably about 3 weeks ago. It's pretty fresh. So hope you all like it.
Little Mommy, live from City Way.
I don't care what tomorrow brings, 'cause I feel like I just lost my everything. Now why can't you just pick up the phone and say I miss you, and yeah, coming on. Yeah, you made it too easy to cry. It's hard to smile when I feel like I'm dying inside. I was the best thing in your life. Yeah, you made it too easy to cry. Yet I know I've been here before. I've had my heart ripped and torn. But now I drink more than I ought to. Can't get over, yeah, yeah, missing you. Yeah, you made it too easy to cry. It's hard to smile when it feels like I'm dying inside. I was hoping that one day you would be my wife. Yeah, you made it too easy to cry. Go on and cry. Go on and cry. Let those tears roll down. Go on and cry.
There you go.
Little Bobby, live from Studio A. Boy, that song's got a lot of heart in there.
Everybody seems to like it. They had another. There's another song I'll maybe play it later here before I leave. But they said, oh, that's the greatest song. That's the greatest song. And I wrote this one the other day. I've been testing out like at all the gigs I've been doing. And it's like, man, what is that? What is that? That's mine. No, it ain't. They try to argue me. They don't believe me that's my song. But
It's some real classic riffs in there that do kind of maybe just pull out those memories or really get you to tune into the song.
And it ain't so much about being how fast you're playing and how fancy it is. To me, lately, the thing that turns me on about music is if you can actually make somebody feel, or, you know what I mean, or even, you know, I played with this other song at a gig here, couple nights ago, and, you know, I broke down and cried because it's just, that song hadn't got to me. I didn't play it live for a while because I, you know, I was going through of course, I'm a blues guy, so I got woman problems, you know.
But right, you know that's a good song when it gets you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had a gal here a week ago. That song at a few different shows, even a bar owner. Her name's Liz Valdez. She owns a side street bar up in Fertile, Minnesota, on the other side of the state. And she just came up, and she's just bawling. I was like, what's wrong with you?
Who was that song?
She goes, that song got me. I was like, really? And I've had a couple people come up to me in some of the shows.
Well, that song there has that real true rock ballad kind of hook, where it just kind of hooks you.
I grew
you
up in the 80s.
Yeah, know? Right, me too. well, tell us just a little about you. For listeners who maybe haven't heard Little Bobby before, you're from Minnesota, born and raised?
Yeah, I was actually born on the Red Lake Indian Reservation. And my dad's full-blood Indian, my mom's Sicilian, but I try to explain my Indian side of me because I'm spread out from here to North Dakota. Mm-hmm. But my grandma, Catherine, who I named my oldest daughter after, she's from Big Sandy Lake Reservation. A lot of people don't know where that is. It's such a small reservation that's governed by Mille Lacs. It's in McGregor, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
And then my grandfather was from Turtle Mountain Reservation. And that's actually where I'm enrolled at. My last name is Hool. Everybody pronounces it Hooley. And I remember we had this conversation I know some Hools. But there's another family of Hools. As far as I know, I don't think we're related, but they're from the Fond du Lac Reservation.
Right, right.
And I was born into music. Like my grandfather played. And the story goes, I'm legally blind for all y'all that don't know. So you see me before, if I don't come up and say hi to you, don't think I'm stuck up. It's because I can't see. But anyways, my grandfather, he's in the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame. He played guitar with George Jones. A lot of famous country people, you know, that came to Minneapolis. My grandpa and his brothers were kind of like the go-to band for these singers that would come on tour by themselves, you know,
right,
sometimes without artists and whatnot. But,
so you're playing by yourself here. Do you usually have a band? Are you in this tour? Do you have a band with you? Or are you coming through on your own?
To be honest with you, I mean, since I've been here, I mean, a lot has happened. I mean, music, as far as, you know, so much. I mean, we don't have all the time in the world. But, I mean, real briefly, since I've been here, and you said 2000, I just can't believe that.
It's creeping up on 2009, yeah.
So good thing I did something since then, right? But no, I've been a part of five number one blues records. The last one, actually, I didn't produce it, but they sent me a friend of mine, Elon McKnight, who's from Memphis, Tennessee. Or actually, he's from Jackson, Tennessee, but he always, you know, everybody tags him Memphis because they're, you know, so close by.
Yeah.
But his was number one on the country blues charts. And then the last CD that I produced, because I started a label shortly after I...
You were in Duluth last, right?
Yeah. And so anyways, I did this artist called, her name was Sunday Wild, and ended up recording them and the record in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, and it debuted on the blues charts worldwide at number one. And I think that's
gonna feel great.
That's pretty cool. Everybody's like, "Where's Thief River at?" You know, everybody has no clue.
Right.
But it goes to show you. I mean, even if there's any musicians listening out there, and you're wondering how can you get out and do. I mean, it takes a lot of work, man. I mean, my buddy that I haven't seen in like 5-6 years is who's driving me around all these shows this past week, and he goes, "Man, you work so hard because I'm on the phone trying to get the next gig, or trying to get onto the radio." And I mean,
all that,
it's 24/7. I mean, I don't have a regular job. It ain't like I'm going I got to be to work, you know, tomorrow after right. all this crap.
This
you
is
know,
it.
This is what I'm doing.
It's got to feel good to be able to say, hey, I'm doing music. And you're on the road a little bit. You played Bemidji last night, here in Duluth, Superior tomorrow. How does it feel out on the road?
It feels good. I mean, I actually stepped away from music for, it's been a couple, probably 2 years, and I figure this is a good way for me to, you know, sharpen my vocals and, you know, get out and talk to people. And of course, you know, if I don't, I'm not going to be eating. You know, I got to be doing something.
And you get that instant feedback too.
And, you know, when I walked away from this 2 years ago, I was just so tired of playing. And everybody's like, why aren't you playing? What's like a painter? You know, you're going to sit there and paint so many paintings after so long. I mean, boom, 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 and it's every day, all day, every day. Eventually, it's going to be one canvas of one solid color. There's going to be nothing there, you know, trees, no, or whatever, you know what I mean? So that's how I kind of explain. So now I'm hungry and I'm feeling, like, inspired and really just...
Well, you can hear it in the music, too.
I want to play, you know. It's not like, okay, I've already done this, I'm just sick of this. And, you know, but the best part about all this is, to me... And maybe it's because I'm getting older, but it's the people. It's all my friends that I've seen, you know, this past week. It's just, and I'm an emotional guy, so if I get emotional here, I apologize to you all.
Hey, well, why don't we hear another song? Little Bobby, live from Studio A. So much fun to have you back and playing here in the
loop. It is a pleasure to be back. And for all y'all out there, man, this is the only places you can hear blues and things you don't hear that's on commercial radio is public radio, and I'm sure they got a donate button to click on or poke your finger on your smartphone to help them stay on the air, too.
You know it.
All right. The other song I was talking about, I don't know if I can sing that right now, but I'm going to try. This one's called I Want to Hold You. I know you don't feel the same way I do, but if I could have just a little more of your time, well, maybe I could figure out how to change your mind. Well, I want to hold you. You know I want to know you. Yeah, you know I want to feel you. Oh, oh, oh. Well, now that the world is gone and aired its way, you know it still hurts me like hell, well, just to face the day, I'd give it all for just one more of your smiles. Your memory keeps hanging on, even over all these miles. Well, I wanna hold you, a little woman, I wanna know you. Well, I wanna feel you.
grow with you. You know I do. Yeah, grow with you.
Little Bobby, live from Sinuway here on KUMD. And that tune, I Want to Hold You. Hey, it's just so great to have you back. And really fun to kind of hear that backstory, what you've been doing. And well, I want to ask you, you mentioned that you've been kind of putting songs together, thinking about recording an album. Talk about an upcoming project and what are you working on and what are we
As of yesterday, I got a new album out. Well, it's I'm not gonna lie to you. That's why I'm maybe my next record, Keep It Real, because I'm not gonna BS anybody. It's it's a greatest hits record. It's just what I thought and what some me and my buddies thought were the best songs on my 6 records that I got out as a solo artist. Of course, I'm having a label the last almost 10 years. You know, of course, I've probably played on about 200 records by now. But took some of the best songs off each album and put it on there. And it's, I call it Little Bobby Super B.
Hey,
because I'm a Mopower fan, too, not to make any Ford and Chevy guys mad out there.
Talk about, when did you start recording early on? 6 albums, so this would be number 7. That's a lot.
Yeah. And then all the songs I'm playing for you guys now, I haven't even been in the studio and played or laid them down. And I played them with my band. So, I mean, the intensity and the emotion I'm playing with, just my acoustic. I mean, imagine throwing a couple Grammy-winning musicians behind me and, you know, it gets really good. I can't explain, you know, it's different for me. It's weird. People that have seen me play and know that I get wild and I'm jumping up on the bar tables and whatever else and spinning my guitar across the floor. They just can't get over that I'm sitting up on a stool and playing for them. But it's been really fun. Recording wise, this new record that I've been talking about, not the one that came out yesterday, but the one that I'm working on now, I have a friend named Gary Vincent who is, he's a songwriter producer who is, has probably, I know it's over 500 number one hits. I mean, he's wrote and worked with like Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder, Willie Nelson, Tim McGraw, Christina Aguilera, Kelly Clarkson. I mean, in his vocal at his studio, I mean, Morgan Freeman's got his vocal booth at his studio, you know, his own personal vocal booth where he does all his voiceovers for like the movies and whatnot. And I was just talking to him here a few months ago and said, "Hey, can you find me a place down there?" I said, "I'm coming down there." And he's asking me, "Well, what are you doing, Bobby?" You know, I said, "I'm working on some new songs. I said, I want to record an album." He goes, "I would love to work with you on a record." And I said, "Really?" Okay, so that's what my plan is. I'm going to have Gary put my record together for me. And I've been doing my own recordings and engineering and stuff. And I'm one of those guys, you know, I've tried going to other people's studios and helping laying tracks down for something. It's me. I just can't trust anybody. I gotta put my own hands on it. But Gary's the best guy, and he's the nicest guy in the world. I mean, I understand why every time I've ever walked in that studio that there is somebody famous in there, because he's the coolest guy on the planet, man. It's awesome.
Excellent. Way to feel supported there and work on some of this original work. So do you always play originals? Do you do some covers?
No, I do covers and stuff. I mean, I'm kind of got my little routine down with the acoustic thing. And, you know, I basically, here's my show. Maybe I shouldn't say
No, don't give it away. They gotta go see it.
All right, then I'll just cut it off right there. No, I've been having a lot of fun. Like I said, being stripped down to just the guitar and the microphone, you are forced to talk to people. And believe me, that's like one of my biggest hurdles in life that I've overcame this music thing, because I was super, super shy. I was so giggly. I remember when I was in here,
was thinking about that interview all day. It's like, man, I hope I don't act, you know, all silly and just nervous like I was before. Now it's just, this stuff doesn't bother me anymore. But I mean,
yeah, when you have just a one man show, it really puts you on the spot.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm enjoying the people. I mean, it's just, you have to, you know, having the contact from person to person, you have to when it's that intimate of, you know, and I want to feel like we're sitting in your living room or maybe in your backyard around your fire pit and playing for you. I'm starting to love this, you know, this right. little intimate thing. It's fun.
I feel it. I think you got a good groove there. You used to play with a big blues band, and a lot of people maybe know you, just, you know, really rocking it out. How, I do want to ask, how did, with it maybe in your bones from your grandpa, how did you not end up on the country train?
Because I was rebelling, and I didn't want to. And they told me all the time, is, you know, in my ear all the time, because I've played some of these smaller towns up north, and you know, they want to hear country. They don't want to hear blues or whatever. So I remember this one night I had the whole bar singing the country songs, and I kept telling them, I said, you better not tell anybody that I was sitting here playing country. It was funny, on Saturday night, my friend Dwa Brown, she's a singer, native gal, and I call her my native sister. She's from Cass Lake, and she came out and came up and sat in with me, and we were like, okay, what are we going to do, you know? And so we ended up playing some heavy metal ballad stuff on the guitar. Which, you know, I don't play hard rock right. anymore. I can play it, but I just don't, you know, I choose not to, because I like music that makes me feel. And she ended up singing a country song, and man, we were laughing about that. It's like, nobody would believe it. she's a rock singer, man. She screams, you know what I mean? She does like a chick doing Alice in Chains, you know, that,
right.
all those type of girls.
Well, I think this is great, the strip down. So this is it just you? Is it you with
just,
the acoustic
just me and
for
my driver?
Nice for a neat change.
Hey, it is. Usually I got my girlfriend driving me around, but I ain't got a girlfriend, so I got to find me one of those. That's the first thing. I don't even care how much money you got. Heck, I care a little bit about what you look like. You got to have a driver's license, because I'm blind. I need somebody to drive me around.
Well,
I'm terrible. I'm sorry.
Hey, welcome to the Twin Ports. And, you know, it's a holiday weekend for so many people. And
there's a lot of people that had to go back to work today.
I know.
Hey,
I'm
we're
here.
Sorry for you guys. Right, I feel right. you. I'm working, though, but I don't call this work. It doesn't feel like work. I feel guilty being a musician sometimes.
Summertime. And so Little Bobby playing live from Studio A right now. And you can hear him tonight at Carmody Irish Pub. His show kicks off at 8 o'clock. And then tomorrow, 4th of July, the Superior Street Dance. And you'll be playing.
And I'm actually sitting in with, I'm actually playing with a band tomorrow night.
Oh, fantastic.
And they're going to throw me a few bones so I can take the mic for a little bit. But it's a Timberland country band.
Uh-huh, country.
Hey, you got us.
All right.
They're a good bunch of guys. Dustin, I can't remember everybody's name in the band because I've only been around them like once or twice.
Right.
You know, I don't remember their names. But they're a good bunch of guys, so hope y'all come out. You know, still going to hear me play.
That's right. Little Bobby, can we hear one more here before we go? And
I have to ask permission for this next song. There's no cuss words in it, but it might offend somebody.
As long as it doesn't have those seven bad words, we're good to go.
Oh, okay. And if y'all got
as
children...
As long as it's not calling anyone names.
No, it's nothing racial. So if y'all got young kids out there next to the radio, plug their ears. It's not dirty. There's not going to be no swear words and nothing too inappropriate, but I just don't say I didn't warn you.
That's right. Great to get this preview. It's a little
because
Bobby.
Everybody wants me to play this. I've been asking everybody, what should I play on the radio? I don't even
everybody
know what to
says,
play.
All right, all right.
It's not nothing that's ever been on a recording or nothing. It's just when we play for fun and laugh about it. You'll get it.
Little Bobby live from Studio A.
back to getting high. Yeah, I smoke weed all day long. Well, I like to getting high. Yeah, I smoke weed all day long. We know I light it up. Yeah, yeah, I'm just like Cheech and Chong. Up in a joint. Yeah, you can smoke your green from a bong. Well, you can roll it up in a joint. Yeah, you can smoke your green from a bong. You know I light it up. Mm-mm, like Cheech and Chong. Well, just like Cheech and Chong. You know if you got that stick of green, yeah, you know you can never go wrong. If you got that stick of green, yeah, you know you can never go wrong. Well, I light it up, like Cheech and Chong. Well, just like Cheech and Chong.
Live from Studio A, Little Bobby on this holiday weekend. It is July 3rd, and this is live from Studio A. Hey, great to have you.
Hey,
and
thank you so much for having me. I've had fun.
Absolutely. It's always great to get that preview. Show's happening. Of course, Little Bobby playing tonight at Carmody Irish Pub. That's at 8 o'clock here in Duluth. Carmody Irish Pub, right down on East Superior Street. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, myself, Maya Jensen, Chris Harwood with audio, and Cheyenne Vivira on web. You can check out upcoming guests, including this Friday, a couple guests, the Holy Hoot Nanners, and Good Morning Bedlam on Friday. All of that at KUMD.org. Just click on Live from Studio 8 under Programs. And a big thank you again to Little Bobby.
You know what? I just want to say one more thing before I get out of here. Make sure you go to the website. It's KUMD.org. And make sure you, if you can, even donate a dollar or something, donate, and let's keep these guys on the air. Thank you.